So Cowboys news today is that Mike McCarthy has COVID and won't coach Thursday night.
Yeah, there was an interesting little thing I wanted to point out before we get back to Lincoln Riley and the ESPN.com reporting on this.
On McCarthy?
Yeah, it said Adam Schefter, source tells Adam Schefter there up to 8 positives in Dallas. Details rolling in. But they only list 7 names. Like 6 coaches and Terrence Steele. So I don't know. It doesn't feel like this is over, whether it's this week, next week, or the week after. It just seems like we're going to be dealing with this team for the duration.
It seems exceptional too, right? There's no other team. I guess David Moore mentioned that the Saints had something similar as far as on the coaching staff, but are we believing all the Cowboys? See, since Aaron Rodgers was deceptive with the truth, now I don't know what to believe of people in the past.
Yeah, and he's right, though. I mean, who knows? On the boosters, people could have been vaccinated, and now they're 8, 9, 10 months beyond, or close, I guess, more.
Yeah,
like
I guess
eight,
if
nine.
You got vaccinated before training camp.
Yeah, you'd be getting close.
Now it's...
Or even if you did it in, you know, February when they were first available. Who knows? But they are leading the league when it comes to coaches and players, games lost combined. It's what a mess. So on Lincoln Riley, just the point we were making there in the last segment about, I've always thought that this was a possibility for him. Just the idea that, like, hey, I want to go. And again, he's not going to go take over a group of 5 team and try to make him into a powerhouse. Go take another legacy brand with a ridiculous amount of resources and recruiting base. So it's not like the hardest path ever, but lift them back up to where they were, in the years past. So, I mean, to me, it's different, but not that different than what Jimbo did with A&M.
And I think he's probably allowed to, you know, set the terms. And by that, I mean, a lot of people will say Texas is a bad job because of all the cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
I don't know what each college is like. You know, I would imagine Saban can do whatever he wants at Alabama. And maybe that was part of the deal coming in. Because of his track record, he was able to do that.
Well, Lincoln better have gotten that deal because their AD and basically their entire athletic department operation is thought of as the best or one of the best in college sports.
USC?
No, OU.
Oh,
so he's leaving that.
And okay.
USC just hired a new AD.
Because USC seems all over the place over the years.
They definitely have been. They just hired a new AD like 2 months ago. So that guy, Mike Bond, don't know much about him. But Lincoln better have gotten the world. Some sort of Texas-like Austin situation.
Do you buy the – well, let's just say the fact. The fact that the competition is certainly different out there, whether it be for recruits, whether it be the teams you're playing. Kind of like if he was against going to the SEC because it's going to be very, very hard to – just win the SEC every year as he's done in the Big 12. He's now going to the Pac-10. Are they the Pac-12? They're the Pac.
They're the Pac.
They're Pacific.
You're basically dealing with Utah in your division and Oregon in the other. That's it.
What about the Chip Kellys?
Well.
You worried about that in the future at all?
No. I mean, I think they'll be what they've been. Up, down, middling. Yeah, I don't know.
And he has a different sales pitch now, too. Because it's got the sales pitch to go to Oklahoma. Just to live in Oklahoma can't be as easy as it is to live out in L.A.
Yeah, the sales pitch is, I'm here, and Norman was, I'm here and we go to the playoffs. So the sales pitch in L.A., certainly more expansive. And especially in the age of NIL deals, like I'm not saying the OU guys have lacked for NIL money, but USC football program gets good out there. You can probably make some money as a football player if they become like an actual elite playoff level team. I still think OU
and it's a
would
hot,
have been fine in the SEC. Texas is going to get
hammered,
absolutely hammered.
It's a hotbed for talent too, right? Florida, yeah. Texas, and California.
And yeah, you mix Ohio in there, but it's those three in Ohio.
Yeah, the main spots for recruiting anyway, and now he's there.
Yeah.
And now if you're a hotshot quarterback recruit and you thought before you had to travel across the country to, you know, get to the NFL, now you can stay right there.
Well, that's so probably what's going to happen with Malachi Nelson, who I believe is ranked behind maybe just Arch and was committed to OU.
Is he a junior also?
I think so. But he decommitted yesterday, and he's from L.A. or Southern California, as are two of the other guys they lost yesterday.
Do you buy then the thought of he didn't have the competition in him? Take an easy way out here.
But couldn't you look at that both ways and say that this is going to still be tough because USC sucked for a while and, like, the competition at Oklahoma level, the opposing teams might have been lower, but he was still turnkey handed an operation that had already been very, very successful, and he was already working there and already knew everything about what was happening at OU. I mean, I guess you could kind of spin that either way. I mean, the other part of it that's just funny, obviously, is the way that things have gone for Texas and Oklahoma over the last month of the season feels biblical after the announcement of the summer and them basically knifing the conference in the back because it was better for them. And it going to the SEC is better for them organizationally, but from there you have Texas just getting absolutely, again, hammered by teams this year. Oklahoma,
I mean, you know, in the Big 12, they had something that was theirs and they owned.
Yeah.
They were definitely the dominant. They were the alphas in the Big 12. And now they're going to fight for their scraps.
Yeah, and on the way out the door, in Oklahoma's case, they've been beaten by two teams that are going to be leftovers in the Big 12 and lost their coach. And now they go to the SEC with no direction. It feels very careful what you wish for. On both fronts, really. It's hilarious.
When was Cliff – when did he get fired from Tech? What year?
So
whatever year it is.
Yeah, I think he was 17? Fired after 18. 17 18? Or 18, yeah.
Could you have ever predicted that he'd be the hottest name in sports coaching 4 years later?
I feel like I kind of did.
You liked him a lot, but did you see this?
Well – Let's slow down on what this is.
Well,
right?
I mean, the rumor that Oklahoma's going to try and pry him away from.
You know what that is.
What?
That's Adam Schefter carrying water for an agent who is trying to.
For Cliff's agent?
Yes.
So they can give him an extension?
Yeah. Because I think he might even be up after next year. And so they can take, hey, look, I mean, this is what Oklahoma's willing to pay. It's going to have to even be more than that. Like, I mean, that to me felt borderline flagrant from Schefter. Like, that's not they can't hire Cliff. Why in the world would he leave?
The best record in the NFL right now.
Right.
Franchise
quarterback that he hand-selected so that he can have to drive to, you know, where Amarillo to try to recruit a defensive tackle. Like, that sounds horrible.
And you see the house that he was in?
Right.
Do they have one of those in Oklahoma?
I don't think so. Anywhere. I don't think so. So that was ridiculous. But I love it. I love the shakeup. And I think it would be cool for USC to be good again. As an already impartial now, I like when the old cool teams are good.
Yeah, we'll definitely stay up more next fall.
Yeah.
Right? For those Friday night games. All right. Well, we never even got into who's going to be in the college football playoffs, but I suppose we have a long week ahead of us. Or is it a short week since the Cowboys are on Thursday? I don't know what we're doing.
It's crazy.
It is a week.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.